You're listening to the Cyclex podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to another edition of the Cyclex podcast. We are back today to talk about a theme, a thing that happens a lot of people, actually, surprisingly a lot of people, annoyingly a lot of people, and that thing is burnout. And it might not even be a term that you're familiar with. I definitely don't think I was familiar with it when I was in school, but it's become more prevalent on social media, and people tend to know a bit more about it now and can recognize when it's happening. But we're going to talk about it regardless of whether you know about it or not, and maybe help you recognize some signs of it, how to tackle it, how to avoid it, all of that stuff. So very burnout oriented podcast coming your way. Isn't that right, Nessa?
That's right. And I think, honestly, it's possibly one of the most common questions that we get on customer service. Well, I manage a customer service from the social media channels. And I think a question I get a lot is just like, I'm so overwhelmed at the moment. I have so much homework. I feel like I can't get any study done because I'm just like constantly working. And I feel like there's so much to do. And I just feel like, yeah, possibly students just don't like, are all they hear in school is just like, you need to do this for the exam, you need to do this for the exam, and you don't hear enough about what you need to do to balance all of that and how to manage your time so that you're not feeling this horrible stress, because it all does come back to your mental health. And the thing is with burnout is that if you are experiencing proper burnout, you can't do the work. You're completely drained. So I think it is so important that you know when you're on the verge of it, and or that you know what it is, so you know you can always completely avoid it ever happening to you.
Yeah. And I mean, it also has negative effects on your physical health as well if it gets really bad. So it's really important to be able to recognize it or prevent it. So yeah, we thought it would be a good one to bring up on the podcast and help people out with it. And as always, disclaimer, we're no psychologists, we're not experts in the field, so we're going to do our best to give our summary of it and our tips for dealing with it based on some stuff that we've researched. But if you think that you're a particularly bad case and these tips aren't cutting it for you, then obviously, as always, we recommend that you try and find professional help if things are really bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So should we just define what it is for those who are still not clear?
Well, I know you always say that we don't need to repeat ourselves by introducing ourselves in every episode, but I feel like there's possibly some people who do just listen to one StudyClix episode and they've no idea who we are. So should we introduce ourselves?
Okay, 5 minutes in, let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Nessa. I work for StudyClix, as you might have guessed from the fact that I'm on the StudyClix podcast, and I run the social media channels.
Cool. And I'm Emer. I work for StudyClix as well, surprisingly. And also myself and Nessa are sisters, mm-hmm. which is just a nice coincidence.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yes. So anyway, it means that we also are not too long out of school ourselves and have had the experience of doing the Leaving Cert, and luckily both doing quite well. But obviously we had our hurdles, we had our obstacles, and this podcast usually is us talking through those experiences, our tips, what we would have done differently, what we did at the time, how we achieved success and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's not just two stuffy old women talking about
stuff for
that they can't relate to. We do our best to try and relate as much as possible to what you guys are going through. So mm-hmm. yeah, anyway.
Yeah, okay, sorry for that little just can't stop talking about myself, you know. Let's get straight into burnout. So I think, yeah, obviously the logical thing to talk about first is what is burnout, because there's every chance that you're listening to this now and you don't actually know what burnout is. So burnout is when you're just completely overworked or overstressed to the point that you are incapable of doing anything. Like, you are burnt, you kind of have to nearly take it literally. Like, it really has a dire effect on your mental and physical health. Physically, you could start getting headaches, you might just get really tired, you have no desire to get up in the morning. You could have like pains in your stomach as well, you could have trouble sleeping, just feeling really depleted.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that it's not just you don't necessarily just have burnout if you had a big project and you know the project is over at the end of March and then the project is over and then things are fine again, but you're still burnt out because of all of the energy you used on that project. The sort of key point in burnout is that the stress never goes away because you never have the chance to relieve the tension, to relieve the stress, to have some time for yourself, because it's just constant, which is very common obviously for students because there's always something to prepare for. So whether it's Christmas exams, summer exams, junior cert, leaving cert, more Christmas exams, midterms, mocks, everything, there's always something big that you have to do. And depending on how you approach these things, depending on how nervous you get for things or not, you might just be in a constant state of stress and worry about something that's coming up. And if you never get that break to not be stressed about something, to not be always working towards something, to not be spending every second of your day preparing for something, you are going to get burnt out because that's the nature of it. If you never give yourself the time to relax and to detach yourself from the thing that's stressing you out, you're going to have burnout because you're not allowing the cycle of stress to finish. And I'll get onto that later. Basically, like a big thing in burnout is the stress cycle. I'll explain that a bit later, but maybe first some signs of burnout. I know you have a couple of things there, Nessa, of what people can look out for.
Yeah, so I said that there's, when you're experiencing burnout, you actually have a mixture of physical and mental symptoms of it. So in terms of the physical, like I said, it could be headaches, it could be like pains in your muscles. Do you know when you feel just very tired, you're weary? If you're like, if you're feeling really depleted after school and you've no energy, that's kind of like a physical sign of burnout. And like I mentioned very briefly, there are trouble sleeping as well. In terms of like your mental health, then you could be just experiencing mood swings. You might be feeling like a little bit depressed, just really frustrated, really unfulfilled, really dreading going into school every day. That's another sign of burnout. So if any of these are registering with you, or something that you fear you might be bordering on having these feelings, then there's every chance that you're close to experiencing burnout, or just like school is just really overwhelming you at the moment.
Yeah, just try to, I know there's so many things to keep on top of in Leaving Cert, and we always say, I feel like every podcast that we've done over the last few weeks, I've always said something to the tune of, just try and check in with yourself and make sure that this is something that you're aware of. And it's hard to always try and be aware of all of these different things that you might be experiencing. So we're not saying this lightly, but yeah, I think first step is just being in the know about something. So if it's already positive if you didn't know that this thing existed, and now from listening to this podcast, you do, because it'll be subconsciously sort of there in your mind and you might be able to recognize the things if you do start feeling them, or if you're feeling them now. So yeah, so like I was saying there, there's a big part of burnout, the sort of the driving factor of it is this idea of the stress cycle and not completing the stress cycle. So what is the stress cycle? Now, I'm going to summarize what I heard in a different podcast, mm-hmm. which is a very good podcast that I recommend listening to if you have the time. It's called Unlocking Us with Brené Brown. She's like this very big American podcaster.
And I feel like you've talked about this podcast before. Or you've recommended it, yeah.
I might have, yeah. And she does this one interview with twins called Emily and Emilia Nagoski. I hope I've gotten their names right.
Their names are very similar for twins.
I know, about the same. But anyway, so they're experts in this, and they were on this podcast talking about this, and I thought it was a very interesting podcast, and they have written books about it. But basically, the stress cycle is this idea that you have something in your life. You can't avoid stress. That it's not like you can go through life without ever experiencing stress. It's a natural fact of life. It happens. Everyone goes through stress, and a little bit of stress can be good. We're not knocking stress here. Sometimes a little bit of stress is fine. It helps you achieve goals. It helps you, you know, get motivated to do things, and it's not always bad. And some people need a little bit of stress. Even some people say they work better under pressure and all that kind of stuff. So stress is an inevitable part of life, but it should be manageable. It should be able to go through this cycle healthily for you, so that you are faced with the stress, you live with the stress, you deal with the stress, and then the stress is gone, and you have this sort of downtime at the end of the cycle where you're recuperating essentially from the stress that you went through. And then, you know, something else comes along the next stressor in your life comes along, however long later, and the cycle begins again. But the idea is that you're, if the cycle works properly, then you get over it at the end. So if we use an example of, I think if you look at it more in primal terms of back when the main things that humans had to worry about was a bear attack or something like that. So, you know, you're happy, you're living your life, you're not that stressed, and then suddenly there's a bear and your instinct is like, oh God, this is really stressful. I need to not die by bear attack. So you've got this stress in your life. Okay, cycle has begun. Then you run back to your village and there's all the people there who are trained in dealing with bears. They come along, they chase the bear away. It's all very stressful, but then the bear is gone and then everyone's happy, everyone's celebrating because they didn't die, and then the bear is gone. And so the stress is now coming to an end. You know that the thing that was causing you stress is gone, is not something to cause you stress anymore. And so you're at the end of the cycle, you have this time to get over the stress and not have it be a problem anymore, and then it's done. You see what I mean? I hope that was clear.
I love that you that just couldn't think of a modern example. You had to go back 10,000 years.
Okay. Well, let's say an exam then, you know, if you want to put it in modern terms. An exam is coming up. You're a little bit stressed for it. You do the study. It's the night before. You're feeling nervous. But you do the exam and then you go home that evening and you watch Netflix and TikToks all evening, and you've forgotten about it and you're not that worried. You know you did well. It's fine. Stress cycle is complete. It's done and you're not worried anymore.
Okay.
But
I understand
the reality of that with the exams is that for students, it's usually not, oh, I can go home that evening and watch TikToks and I'm done, because it might be like, okay, I did that exam today in school and now I have to go home and write an essay for my English teacher, and I have to study for the next test that I have tomorrow, and I have to get my to-do list done for the mocks that are coming up. Do you know what I mean? That it's like
constant. Yeah.
For most people, or for the average human, it should just be that there's the odd thing causing you stress. But for a lot of people in our modern society, because we're go, 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 and there's always something happening, it's more and more common that people experience burnout because we are constantly faced with things to be stressed about. So where I'm getting to with this is that the point of the stress cycle is that to finish it and to avoid burnout. The burnout is when there's no end to the stress cycle, when there's just, instead of coming down from the bear attack, coming down by watching TikToks, you don't experience that and it just starts again into the circle without ever having that pause. And one of the tips for avoiding burnout is to always make sure that there is an end to every stress cycle, so that you have something that is relieving you of that stress and tension, even if, because sometimes it's unavoidable, you know, that you have something else that comes up straight away to cause you stress again. And it might not be that you can just say, okay, this is no longer a worry for me, so I'm just going to stop thinking about it. Sometimes you can't have that, so you have to sort of trick your brain a little bit. This is what I really hope that I'm doing the girls justice in this podcast, as they were talking about. I think that what they were trying to say was that you can kind of trick your brain almost a little bit to tell it that the stress cycle is over. There are a couple of actions and sort of bodily functions that you can do to tell your brain to like send out these different hormones and stuff into your brain to say, oh, I feel good, I feel fine, I'm not stressed right now. And that helps then to reduce the burnout. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so like the things then that they were recommending, some of the things, how to complete the stress cycle, how to relax, how to breathe, you know, all of that, and tell your brain that I'm not stressed right now, let's end this cycle, we got this. There's a couple of different things. And so like one of the things, for example, is to move, to exercise. And I know that's always a really annoying thing when one of the like recommendations is to just exercise. But at the same time, it is kind of backed by science. So, you know, that is one of the things that you're kind of spreading out all of these good, happy dopamine stuff that's created when you're exercising. But another one is just simply breathing, you know, doing some deep inhale, exhale, that kind of stuff, and telling your body to be calm, to be not stressed. Talking to friends can be quite de-stressing because you're not thinking about the stress thing. You're just relaxed. You're in a calm environment that you feel safe and comfortable in. Laughing, sort of these very natural emotional responses that humans have, things like crying and laughing and just getting all of this out, even if it's fake laughing for a while until you actually do start laughing. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of laughter yoga, but that's essentially what that is. It sounds really funny. But so yeah, there's things like that. So just to reiterate, moving, exercising, breathing, deep breathing, talking to people, laughing, crying, all of these kind of things are recommended as ways to end the stress cycle. So keep those things in mind. If you feel like you are in a stage of burnout and you don't know how to get out of it, yeah, try doing some of those things every now and then, and try to kind of send these artificial messages to your brain to get it to chill out for a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when it comes to like those little stress relievers that you did mention, like exercise or talking to your friends, and like it's easy to dismiss certain things because you've all heard them all before. But my advice would be is just like, just don't knock anything until you try it. Like, yeah. Fair enough if you like, or like you hear yoga and you're like, yeah, but like maybe you can say that once you've tried yoga that it didn't work for you. Like, that's fair enough. But yeah, just give everything a go. Like, if it's worked for other people, there's every chance it might work for you as well. So that's the advice I would give there. And do you want to mention the name of that podcast one more time?
Yes. So definitely, if you are interested in that and want to hear the people explain it in a better way themselves, it's again, Unlocking Us, Brené Brown interview with Emily and Amelia Nagoski.
Unlocking Us. I'm writing this down for my own notes.
But
perfect.
It's not like myself and Nessa have come up with this either. There's heaps and mounds of articles and information out there on burnout and how to relieve it and how to get rid of it, how to avoid it, all of that kind of stuff. Don't take our word purely as gospel. There are definitely other sources that you can refer to as well. We're just trying to bridge bridge the gap between you and getting extra knowledge if this is kind of an introduction to burnout for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, when Emer mentions things about breaking the cycle or just ways of managing your stress and helping you feel less overwhelmed, I thought I'd maybe just give my favorite one, or one that I've only started using in the last few years. I never kind of used it in school, but what I do is when I'm feeling overwhelmed, or like I start thinking of how much I have to do. If I'm like in a single day, I'm like, oh, I have this to do. And I'm just starting to think about all. I'm like, where? I don't have the time. What I do is just say, okay, what is everything I want to do? And I write it down on a piece of paper. And I think the physical act of seeing everything that you've listed out, you realize it's actually much smaller than it is in your head. I think the act of keeping this kind of to-do list and this list of things you want to do in your head means that all of these things are kind of circling around and around, and it just they're repeating themselves. Like you, the reality is you actually think there is way more to do when you don't have everything written down. So I say, like, if you're in this kind of a situation now where you're just so overwhelmed, I would just take out a piece of paper, or if you have a notebook, I love a good notebook, to say, okay, ask yourself, what am I feeling really stressed by at the moment? Just write it down. It's okay, like Irish essays, I have really struggled with trying to learn them, or, you know, poetry quotes, whatever is stressing you at the moment, just get it down. And then when you see it written down, it won't overwhelm you as much. I think it's just a really kind of an easy trick that you can do because being overwhelmed is something that happens to everyone. Like it's not going to lead to burnout. But I think if you're going back to that stress cycle, if you continue to be overwhelmed, it could lead to burnout. So I think that's something that if you can catch it early, whenever you're just feeling really, really overwhelmed, get your list out, put it all down. And seeing it written down there, I promise you, it'll make you feel somewhat better. You'll probably still have quite a bit to do, but seeing it there makes it manageable. And I think it'll really make all the difference.
Yeah, this podcast is sponsored by making a list and writing it down.
I can never say it enough.
I don't think a single podcast has gone by where we haven't talked about making a list and writing it on a piece of paper.
It's because I'll never get sick of saying it.
Yeah, it's honestly
life-changing.
Yeah. It shaped my whole Leaving Cert career, writing stuff on a piece of paper and then like ticking it off when I was done. Anyway, so yeah, I think another one that you can do is to try and avoid it, or to try and prevent it, is staying in control as much as you can, because it's very easy to get overwhelmed by things and to feel like you can't escape the stress cycle if you don't feel like you're in control.
One of my favorite sayings when it comes to managing stress is control the controllables. And yeah. I actually said this a lot when addressing like the 2020 Leaving Cert students, when that all of that was going down, the Leaving Cert being cancelled and that whole thing. Remember that? It's still happening. Anyway, there's just like certain, it's kind of like accepting that certain, there's some things you just cannot control. Like in life, I think we waste so much time getting really stressed out about things that we absolutely cannot change. Like mm-hmm. if you just like complain about, oh my God, the mocks are so annoying. Oh my God, Christmas exams. Complaining about the mocks and any exams you have to do doesn't change the fact that you still have to do them. So, but what you can control is your attitude to them. I think even the first step of just accepting, okay, I have to do them, I think that's half the battle. And then you'd be like, okay, it's going to be tough, or I mightn't get on okay, I'm not really prepared, depending on how much time you have. But like, once you just accept that I have to do them, there's going to be things always in life that you don't want to do, and you'll just make it a lot easier yourself by saying, okay, I'll do it, and then it'll be over, you know? It's so yeah. fine. And
like, it's not even just school life, because young people, everyone in the world today has a lot of things to be worried about. If you go on any platform of social media or read the news, there's constant things happening, good and bad, mostly bad, or at least that's what they report on. And that is highly stressful to be looking at that every day. And most people are looking at that every day because of social media. So I suppose that ties into it as well. Like, you can't control a lot of what happens in the news. And so that might be causing you constant stress, and you feel like you can't escape from some of the stuff that's happening, but you can control a lot of what's actually happening in your own life, and just take it one step at a time. You know, you can only do so much, and that already helps a lot.
That's okay. That's all we can all do, you know. So just, it's another point we say a lot, but I honestly, you can't be reminded enough of things like this, because I think it's something we often forget. Yeah, control the controllables. I think maybe another thing when it comes to actual work, like going back to a question that I get a lot in the DMs, is that obviously when I'm posting stuff on Cyclics on the Instagram, I'm like, oh, how to prepare for exams. Often I would get messages going like, I have so much homework that I just cannot find the time to study. And it's just like, I don't know where I'm supposed to find this time. I also have, you know, my life outside of school. I go to training. I want to, you know, eat, sleep, hang out with my friends. And I always tell them the same thing. When you are doing homework, you are studying. Teachers set you homework for a reason. Their homework and studying have the same goal or the same outcome. They're both preparing you for exams. So if all you can do is homework a lot of nights, I would just like put as much effort into it as you can. While also obviously not, if you're spending too long on homework, that's another point that you're possibly putting more time into than you need to be. Try to be as efficient as you can about homework. Do it really well. Don't just kind of go, this will do for her now, I'll just write off a few sentences. Try to see homework as a thing that's preparing you for exams. So I'm really going to try and put the effort in. And if you're staying on top of that, and if you have like little class tests that you do every couple of weeks, study for that. Staying on top of homework and class tests is more than half the battle. Like, if you're doing that, you're doing amazingly. Please cut yourself some slack if you're one of those people who's just like, I just don't have time. You're in school for like 6 hours a day, and then you could be doing homework for 2 to 3. Like, you're doing more work than an adult who's earning a living working 9 to 5, you know. Please, it's a lot, like, so give yourself the credit where it's due. You're already doing so much.
I didn't realize when I was doing the Leaving Cert how much work was, I think, you looking back on my teenage years, let's say, I was like, oh, that should have been mostly fun because I was a teenager, and in fairness it was, I had a good time, but I look at and see students who are coming talking to us on Study Clicks, and it really sounds like their whole life is being consumed by the Leaving Cert, and I just don't think that should be the way. It seems really sad to me that you would let something like the Leaving Cert completely take over your life. It's so important to also make time for other things in your life, because the Leaving Cert, as we say over and over again, is not the be all and end all. It ends and you get over it. And yes, it's important for some people, especially people who are going for high points and need the good Leaving Cert to to progress with what they want to progress with. But generally speaking, try and not put too much emphasis on its importance in your life, because there are lots of wonderful other things out there that also should get some of your attention and will be good and healthy for you if it gets your attention.
Yeah. There was another kind of piece of advice that I was trying to, like, more kind of practical one in terms of all the work that you feel like you have to do. So I'd have like a list of three things, four things actually. It is prioritize, dissect, divide, and conquer. I added the fourth one there because it made sense. So prioritize is kind of organizing your subjects, and there's like this just kind of looking at what needs more work than others, because you'll definitely think, I definitely want to put, I find maths harder than I find English, so you'd put more work into maths, that kind of a thing. And obviously, like, or it's in terms of what you need to study for, say if you have a maths exam coming up tomorrow, you'd obviously prioritize that. It that's again comes back to having a good plan, knowing what to look for next, being in control. I think it's important to like prioritize is a huge step in organizing your life and making you feel ultimately less overwhelmed. What I mean by when I say dissect is I would actually look into the exam papers. Obviously, this is if you're like in junior cycle or fifth or sixth year, and you're looking at exam questions, go through the paper and have a look at what marks are going for each section. I remember being well into sixth year, possibly only a few weeks from the leaving cert, when I realized that there was 20 more marks going for the comparative than there was for poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't believe it. I felt like we'd spent a hot minute like on the comparative. And we'd done the whole year on poetry, and I couldn't believe that there was so much more going for it. So I would just look at what marks are, what percentages are going for which thing, and just ask yourself, am I spending a disproportionate amount of time on one thing when this other thing is also worth so much more? You know, with the Irish, the oral is
Irish
worth like 40%.
And then the poetry is like 30 marks. So what?
It is crazy.
It's such a tiny percentage, and people worry so much about it.
I would nearly like make out a list of your subjects and the exams and see which, and nearly kind of allocate those percentages to your time and how much it should be taking up. That is if you're very organized. If you had a spare afternoon to do that, I definitely would. And divide then is, I've mentioned this so much, so I'll try not to go into detail, but it is basically when you're studying, obviously you look at a whole subject and you're like, this is 2 years worth of work, how am I supposed to study this all in a short amount of time? When you're studying, you just have to break things down into simple topics, or else you're just not going to get through it. So that's what I mean by divide. And I won't go on about it now because I just feel like I've talked so much about the podcast, so definitely go back and listen to our other podcasts on, I believe we have talked about in the study plan podcasts, and probably every single other one. This is the one podcast I won't go into detail about it. So yeah, those are my three, technically four points: prioritize, dissect, divide and conquer.
Amazing.
I stole that. I wish I came up with that myself.
PCCD, or no, PDDC.
It doesn't have a ring to it.
So that's it for our introduction to burnout. Like we were saying, there is a lot of literature on burnout, lots of other podcasts you can listen to. I'm sure there's YouTube videos about it as well. Educate yourself on it if you think that it's something you want to know more about, if you think it might affect you, or it's something that you want to address in yourself. I think it is really important for people to evaluate whether it's something that is affecting them or could affect them if they aren't careful. So I hope that at least someone listening to this has gotten some benefit from that and might be able to prevent feeling burnout. It makes me sad to think about students potentially going through burnout, but I think it's also maybe a little bit inevitable considering the times we're living in, having to try and study during a pandemic and a climate crisis and all of the other things. So pat yourselves on the back. You guys are doing amazingly. It's really not an easy time, but with a couple of small tips, things like, like we were saying, breathing, talking to friends, trying to have some downtime. Try to make sure that you're not too much on social media. Social media can be so hard to try and escape from some things. So as fun as it can be, do try to stay off it for a bit and just make sure that you have some time where the world isn't being thrown in your face, basically. Do you want to talk a bit about where students can talk to us, Nessa?
Where to talk to us? So, you can follow us on any of our social media channels and you can message us on most of them. So Study Clicks everywhere. If you type in Study Clicks, you'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. You can also get in touch with us through the chat box on the Study Clicks website, that little icon on the bottom right hand corner. You can email us at info@studyclicks.ie. And also, like, if you have any ideas for this podcast, any recommendations, and you want to tell us how great you think we are, that is always welcome.
We will never say no to someone telling us how great we are. But on that same vein, if you do really like us, what we would love is for people to write some nice reviews about us. I think a lot of people listen to us either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So on Apple Podcasts, you can actually leave us a review. We absolutely adore reading them. So if you want to make our day, please give us a nice review. Or you can rate us on Spotify. Follow us everywhere. Wherever you listen to your podcast, please follow us. Help us get subscribers. It helps us get seen and helps other people listen to the podcast and hopefully get some help and benefit from these tips. Otherwise, tell your friends about us if you think it could help. We just want to spread good word and good vibes and good tips. We have a simple and humble goal, and that is to
tell people about how cavemen run away from bears.
Yes.
If there's one thing you learned today.
It's simple.
It's
our goal. Yes. So that's all. Tune in next time. We'll have more good tips and guests and exciting themes and stuff coming your way. So yeah, but thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye.